Hello and welcome back to the Girl on Fire podcast. My name is Tanya Minocha.
And my name is Rachel Georgian.
And we will be conducting our podcast today. We are the co-founders of Youth Executive Leadership Program, or YELP. YELP is a nonprofit which aims to educate underrepresented students about leadership and public speaking skills. Be sure to check out our website at www.youthexecutivelead.org or follow us on Instagram at Youth Executive Leadership. So this podcast is going to be a bit different from our last ones. It's going to be a more conversational style one with myself and Rachel. We really don't have anybody, any like business, women in business to interview for this podcast. So we're actually just going to be kind of talking about our own roles and our personal experience in entrepreneurship. So you all can kind of understand our viewpoint and where we're coming from. So yeah, we're just going to get started with the questions. The first one is why we got interested in entrepreneurship. And Rachel, do you want to start that one off?
Sure. So for me personally, I have just always loved the idea of getting involved in entrepreneurship and just taking your control of your own destiny and making all the important decisions. Mm-hmm. But I think I've always kind of been afraid of the risk. But yeah. When I really started getting serious about entrepreneurship was when I started to see problems and started to think about solutions. And that's exactly what our nonprofit did as well. Is we both saw this problem in our community, in our school district, and we came out with a solution for it. So mm-hmm. That was kind of how it was for me. But what was it like for you?
Yeah, so I have been watching Shark Tank for a really long time. I started mm-hmm. like in elementary school. I would watch it like every day after school, and that's really what got me interested. Just mm-hmm. watching all the different startups and the range of ideas that people have, that's kind of like what really motivated me. I went to a summer camp actually, you know, 2 or 3 summers ago, and we kind of just for 2 weeks talked about entrepreneurship. And, you know, we had professors who were extremely experienced in entrepreneurship and CEOs and things like that. And I just found it so interesting, their whole mindset on the world. And yeah, it's really why I got interested in, you know, building businesses and starting companies and things like that. Yeah. So the next question is what we have learned the most from starting a nonprofit. What would you say for that one?
Well, for starters, there's just so much that we've learned, right? And in this experience that I will always take with me in every journey that I go on, such as how to work with other people, sharing mm-hmm. ideas, collaborating with other people. Those are key skills that will literally be needed in every situation. And also how to network with other business people and how to approach companies and nonprofits and ask for collaborations. These aren't things that you would do without starting your own initiative and starting your own business. And mm-hmm. I've just learned so much about how the business world works and how to talk to other entrepreneurs. And that has just been so, so influential in my life. What about for you?
Yeah, I would kind of go along with the whole networking thing. I definitely think that I definitely wouldn't have learned that, like, you know, networking and the importance of networking if I wasn't mm-hmm. directly involved in entrepreneurship and if I didn't start a nonprofit. Because I'm not really taught, you know, how to network at school, and that networking is important. But I've definitely seen that from starting a, you know, nonprofit, we've gotten so many of our opportunities from networking with really strong women in the industry. You know, and so I think that that's definitely something that I've learned the most from starting a nonprofit, mm-hmm. just like how to network and really the importance of networking to become an entrepreneur. I think that most successful entrepreneurs definitely have a strong community of people that are mentors to them and that can really help them in really every aspect of their mm-hmm. business. And so that's definitely something I think I've learned the most from. And so our next question is, what has been the most rewarding experience for you from starting a nonprofit?
So this one is such a hard one. There's not just one moment that I can really point to because every day is so rewarding with Yelp. But if I were to specifically try and think of one, I think a fear of mine has always been that, or I think of every entrepreneur or person who works for a nonprofit, is just that the impact that you're trying for just isn't happening, right? Like, you don't ever want to think that you're not able to make a difference and that you're not actually doing anything. But I think what I love is just when I'm able to take a step back and just see all the good that Yelp has done.
Yeah.
And just the other day on the Zoom call for the end of year celebration, there was a kid who was sharing his dreams about helping the homeless and helping them with food and all and everything that they need. And I was just so proud to see that this kid was able to hear from us and just grow, you know, learn from us. And this is why we do what we do, right? We create leaders and we fuel the change makers of tomorrow. And I think it's just so rewarding to see that our hard work has created an impact on these children's lives.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's kind of the same for me because, you know, I think that the most rewarding thing is we have a lot of like series workshops where we work with the same students for, you know, a couple of months. And although we weren't able to, you know, finish one of our series, I definitely saw an improvement from month to month. And, you know, seeing students grow in their own skills and capabilities of leadership and public speaking, I think that's definitely been the most rewarding thing. Also, I think that watching students, you know, faces light up whenever we talk about leadership and public speaking, I think that that's something that's extremely rewarding because, you know, right now in schools, we have a traditional curriculum where these skills aren't implemented into their studies compared to like, you know, a progressive curriculum that would do something like that. And so a lot of these students haven't learned about these skills. So, you know, seeing them listen to these skills and like, the opportunities that they have in the future, just seeing their faces when we kind of talk about these things, it really, I think, is one of the most rewarding things from starting this nonprofit. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think just encouraging the kids, and in our workshops, we really see how kids come in being shy and just not really forming their thoughts, not really thinking about what they want to leave on as their legacy and their impact on the world. And by the end of it, them coming up with this amazing solution or idea. And that's just what it's all about.
Definitely. You know? Yeah. So our next question is, what is your perspective of entrepreneurship from a teen like girl?
So I think a lot of teen girls are afraid to take risks because especially with entrepreneurship, it's not, there's not a blueprint, right? There's not a set of steps that you follow that gives you the outcome that you want. It's a lot of improvisation. You just got to go, you got to roll with the punches. You got to keep, you got to work with what you're getting. Right. And I think for a lot of people, especially teen girls, they're kind of afraid of that. And so I think my advice would be for girls to just step out of their comfort zone and just believe in themselves and believe in their ideas and just be willing to put in the effort to make their dreams their reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you think for you?
So my perspective, I think that, you know, as a girl, there you see a lot of like the executives in large companies. A lot of them are still males. However, there are a lot of women becoming, you know, strong leaders, but you do see the top, you know, company CEOs being, you know, headed by males. And so that's something I think that can really intimidate girls and can, you know, shy them away from wanting to become involved in entrepreneurship. And especially as a teen girl, I know as a teen, it can be hard to start a nonprofit or some sort of business as, you know, you're busy with your own schoolwork and stuff like that. And also as a teen, it's hard for adults to kind of take you seriously at times. You know, sometimes they don't think that you're going to do the work and stuff like that. And so I think it can definitely be intimidating, but I also think that being a teen, I think it's the perfect time to start a nonprofit or business. Because when I'm in your early ages, there's a lot less people in entrepreneurship. And so a lot more organizations and businesses are willing to work with you and your organization. And I think that if we were adults doing the same nonprofit that we were doing right now, I think it would have been a lot more difficult for us to find a lot of workshops and secure speaker positions at conventions and things like that. So I definitely think that being a teen in the whole entrepreneurship field, the whole like business field, I think that it's definitely really beneficial, and starting early is key to being, I think, successful in the future, because you get so many important opportunities and you get so many important skills that they're just harder to grasp, I guess, whenever you're in your like adult ages. So yeah, that's kind of what I think about that. So,
and I think another thing is just that, especially like you and I know most, is that a lot of adults love to help kids who want to start their own nonprofits and their own initiatives. So if you're afraid of not having that support, trust me, you just got to reach out and there will be tons of people to help you on the way. You're not in this alone.
Yeah. And kind of like going back to the one of the earlier questions, some stuff that I've learned from starting a nonprofit, definitely like cold emailing. That's something that I never would have done before, but it's helped me so much. And yeah, I would never have thought about, you know, cold emailing before, but now I cold email almost every day. And if anybody who doesn't know what cold emailing is, it's basically just emailing, you know, strangers that you see from the internet. So yeah, that's something else that I think that's super impactful and something I've learned a lot. So the next question is, how can teens get involved in entrepreneurship?
So this is a really good one. I think you should just spend time talking to people about your ideas, right? You can personally, like me, Tanya and I, we reached out to a mentor who has guided us so much. Talk to your teachers, your parents, your family, and your friends. Get them on board with your idea and just create yourself a really good support system. And if you want to learn more about entrepreneurship, there's always so many resources on Google, on YouTube. You could take part in a summer session like Tanya did. You can reach out to professors from local institutions, or just reaching out to people is very key, I think, in getting involved in entrepreneurship, because Tanya and I did not do this by ourselves. We did this with the help of so many adults, so many leaders. And especially because we were only 16, right, when we started this journey. And it's very hard to just know how to get involved, right? How do you even file for nonprofit status? How do you raise money? How do you – there's so many questions, right? And I think just building yourself the right network and the right support system with business leaders and your parents and your family, I think that's very important. And I think that's the first step to getting involved in entrepreneurship and to make your idea a reality.
Yeah.
Because every situation is different, right? Like, there's not one blueprint for every company.
And yeah, that's something else. That's what I kind of think too. I think that you can read as many books and watch as many videos as you want, but if you don't, you know, actually use your skills in like the real world, I think that it's really hard to learn entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is something really interesting and something extremely unique. You know, whenever you look at engineers or like people in the medical profession, they learn a lot of their skills from school. And so whenever they do go into their job, they already know a lot of things. And, you know, although they do learn like on the job, they know a majority of what they're doing before they get to their job or whatever they're doing. However, an entrepreneur, I think that it's extremely difficult to learn how to speak properly, how to lead a group of people, how to market efficiently. I think that that's extremely hard because you're really just you're kind of analyzing people and people's behaviors. And I think that, you know, as an entrepreneur, as you said, it's like a, like there's no blueprint there basically. And so how a teen can get involved, instead of watching videos and reading, although those do help, you know, with your own skills, I definitely think real world experience. I think that you can intern at like co-working spaces. Those are amazing because there's a lot of startup companies and you kind of get to just learn. I would definitely say talk to businesses, kind of just talk to people who have been in the entrepreneur, you know, industry, this whole industry, the business world, talk to those people. And then if you want to start, you know, with entrepreneurship, I would definitely say start a club at your school or start a nonprofit or organization. Because I think that those are so beneficial. And even if it does seem like it's a lot of work, it definitely is rewarding in the end. So yeah, that's really how I think you can get involved. Or if you want to get involved, you should join Youth Executive Leadership Program. Our website is www.youthexecutivelead.org. We're always looking for people on our team if you want to practice your skills in entrepreneurship or just get some real world practice. So yeah, if you're interested in that, we always have that. So our last question is, do you have any good books to recommend for girls in entrepreneurship?
Ooh, this is a good one. I am such a book nerd. And honestly, I think it's extremely important as an entrepreneur to kind of learn from other entrepreneurs' experiences. So I love reading books about entrepreneurs who have started their own companies. But one of my favorite books, it's not about an entrepreneur, but it is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, you are a leader, right? You are making all of this, the decisions. You are taking control. And I feel like this book is so helpful, especially for me in leadership. So I highly recommend it to anyone who's looking for books.
For me, I think my favorite book to read, it's called Girl on Fire. And it's basically an autobiography by Kara Aldwell. And she just writes about her own experience. And she kind of talks about publishing and how she got rejected from, you know, a lot of publishing companies. And so she decided to go down like the self-publishing path. And she talks about a lot of reward, like impactful messages. The biggest thing I think she talks about is that opportunities, you have to create your own opportunities. And I think that really resonates with the whole idea of entrepreneurship. Instead of waiting for opportunities to come to you and working in like the corporate world, I think that creating your own opportunities and creating your own business is something that I think that every person should at least try. And that's something that she talks about in her book. So I definitely would recommend Girl on Fire. So yeah, that is the end of our episode. We hope you enjoyed this conversational, like, new style. If you did, definitely tell us on our Instagram at Youth Executive Leadership or on our website. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. Our next episode will air on June 13th. So stay tuned for that. It should be a interview style. However, if we do get anybody saying that they like this conversational style better, we might try that and kind of just focus on like a certain topic like networking or something. So yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed it.